Welcome everybody. Shia number 1079. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Rufur Shalema Golda Bas Serach. Shetakav Rufur Shalema Pesach Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer, uprooting. Okay, we are talking about trees and what one could do with the trees, obviously, how to use a tree and so on, when one could use a tree and so on. Now, we pretty much covered the halachas of that aspect of it, and most of it, the questions of muksa we spoke about, questions of shemayala v'yitloish, one might, you know, go up and pull off a branch of fruit or whatever, and so on. So, and pretty much we covered most of the halachas. Now, I want to try and go through some various beautiful svarim that I have that have some very interesting examples which come up. Especially now in these summer months, you know, warmer months, and they come up, and to be aware of. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is just because we have the halachas down pat, it makes it much easier when we have practical applications and we go through as many examples as possible. Okay, so one interesting case. So there's a beautiful sefer. All about, it goes very in depth in all the 39 halachas. All of Shabbos sefer Mochain Leshiftecha is a beautiful sefer. And he brings in at the end of each simon and so on, halacha l'maisa. So he goes through various different cases. He says an interesting thing. Let's say we know the halacha is one, if one is leaning, you're not supposed to lean fully on a tree, right? Even if it's not going to move, but says the lefid the mishabura. We're going to see that there are others who argue a little, but in general we go with the mishabura, and others who say that to put your full koiches, full, you know, you lean fully on a tree, that one is not supposed to do. To lean a little bit, we said, is fine as long as it won't shake, but leaning fully on a tree, that one shouldn't do. But now he brings down an interesting question. We know that if one climbs up a tree, right, there's a whole question. I climb up a tree on purpose, let's say, right? The Shulchan Aruch says now there's a problem of going down because we give a knas. We spoke about those things a little bit, but in other words, a person is not allowed to go down if they went up on purpose and so on. Is that the same thing if somebody leans on a tree? Good, I can lean on a tree, but I'm going to lean anyways. Or a person leans on the tree, or then they realize that they're not supposed to be leaning on the tree, but they're leaning fully, whereby if one would pull away the tree, they would fall down. So he brings down, there's no problem with that. In other words, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to lean fully on the tree, but if one already did it, they didn't realize, or they did it, that they just, whatever, they had to, you know, take a break or whatever, or they, even though they know it's not allowed and they did it, could they leave from that spot? So the answer is no problem. He brings down Odom. He says in Halacha L'Maaseh Kuf Yud Aleph, Odom Shenishan Alhuidam B'Shabbes Alhuilon B'Shabbes B'Shoigeg Oy B'Mezid. If somebody leans on a tree on purpose or by mistake, right, whatever the reason was, and when they lean fully, when they're not supposed to, is mutter, he says, mutter, leilech, mutter, and he says, not just mutter, but one is supposed to, leilech misham, kadei shaloy yishtamish, leishtamish be'ilan. That, in other words, to be careful not to be using the tree. In other words, as soon as they realize that they made a mistake, to go ahead and leave from that space. In other words, what he's saying is, ve'ene doma lemisha oila Halloween did Sarah Leshab Sham Kalashab. It's not similar to somebody who climbs up a tree. The fact that somebody leaned on the tree, even when they're not supposed to, we don't give them a knas, and one could just go ahead and leave, and one should leave like this, because every minute that they're leaning, if they're leaning in a way they're not supposed to, it's problematic. Okay, so that's one interesting case. Now, he brings down the case which we spoke about the last couple of times, actually, but just a little bit more in detail. I'm walking on the way, and it's a little bit tight, and there's trees on one side, trees on the other side. Now, the question is, again, I can't move the tree, but I'm moving the branches out of the way as I'm going, right? So I have to pass by, and this is the only way to pass by, but the trees, the branches are in the way, right? I'll be touching the trees, and I'll be, moving the trees with my body, or whatever the case is. I'll be moving the branches as I'm going. It's a tight squeeze, as they say. So he says like this, one who's goes between trees, and it's the branches are sort of like withholding his way, they're in the way. So he says, Nirin the mutter ledoich from letzadim b'achayri yadav. One, they should try and use the back of the hand, not to use the hand itself, but they are allowed to move, sort of like push away the branch. You can't break. Be careful not to break the branch and not to pull off leaves or something like that. That you can't do. That's the malach of kaitzer. But to sort of like, you know, push it out of your way, is okay. He says to try and do it, if it's possible, to do it with the back of one's hand, or with their feet, if it's low down, or so on. Because doing it like this, it's not considered using the tree, it's not considered that you're mishtamish be'ilan. And he says, the other rabbi, hima akfim le hashimush, it's actually withholding the person from going. The person's not using the tree, it's withholding the person from going. But he says it's mutter to move it move it with the back of your hands, it's considered, tiltal kol achayad. We know in muksa there's a concept which we're gonna learn when we learn the halachas of muksa. If one moves muksa kol achayad, they're allowed, with the back of the hand. You can't move muksa with your hands itself, obviously, but, only at certain times, certain types of muksa. We're not going to, obviously we'll talk all about that, how that works when we learn halachas muksa, but moving muksa with the back of one's hands for the item that's mutter to do, for the action, or for the item that's mutter, not for the muksa item itself, but for an item or for an action or for an outcome that will be mutter, that is okay. We're going to see how that works. So that's when one moves it with the back of the hands, they're sort of moving the branch out of the way, so that is okay, because the mutter thing, the thing that's mutter to do is to pass by. I need the space to pass by, so that's fine. And to move it with one's foot, again, being careful not to break it or crack it off, of course, the branch, but moving with one's foot is called tiltal begufay. So even though the tree is muksa, right, I'm moving it with my foot, I'm tiltal begufay. In other words, there's a heter in Hilchas Muksa, according to most Paiskim anyways, moving Muksa with one's body is allowed in all circumstances, in most circumstances anyways, with one's body parts, elbow, you know, shoulder or foot or something like that. He brings out another interesting question, very interesting. He says somebody's hands got dirty. They want to sort of like, you know, people sometimes will wipe their hands on the tree. They got dirty. My hands are dirty. I'll wipe it off on the trees. He says if you want to go and wipe your hands on the tree, they got some dirt on it, right? There's, for example, he says, "Kagoyim b'mokam she'ain mayim l'netila." There's no water. Right? My hands are dirty. There's no water around. I just want to go and wipe my hands on the tree. So this is called, he says, "Mikrei shimush be'ilan va'asa." One has to be careful not to do this. This is considered using a tree. As we know, one is not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilan. He can't use a tree, right? So we spoke about last time leaning on the tree. There's certain times that it's not called leaning. That it's not called using the tree when you're leaning with your body and only a little bit. But over here, if your mom is taking your hands that are dirty and wiping it on the tree to take off the dirt, mikrei shimush be'ilan va'asa, that you're not supposed to do because of the fact that one is making use of a tree, which we're not allowed to do. Even though the person is not, I'm not leaning fully on the tree, I'm just wiping off my hands, one should be careful not to do that on Shabbos. And even in a case, according to this, even in a case where the tree won't move, a big fat tree, you know, but the problem is that they're making use of a tree, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. As lochem bracha kol tov.